Is it curious?
Oh, we're really doing that again.
For two to sit and talk about where they've been.
No.
Could be mysterious.
No.
I'm so glad you found me. With the setting arranged. All the time you stayed, you never know what just changed. 'Cause what's old is new, and what's new is new again. What's old is new, and what's new is new again. Thank you. Thank you to everyone who's listening for the first time, as it would be. You chose to be here tonight. Well, let's say today. But that will make yours a little better. Live from what we call the Drain Chamber, with a studio audience. Now, history would have you believe the first sanitation system was up and running at the first flush. They did try, and it did run. And the highest number of the employed are plumbers. I don't mean to make light of it, everyone. Everyone in Splew, the Riverway, and wherever is probably feeling the after effects of the chaos with no one to blame. Maybe there isn't anyone. Who's got the answers? Abby Crean. Yes, this is Abby Crean. Formerly associated with Rich Gloucester and Claude Sprinkle as the third unofficial founder of the underground community of Splew. And by underground, I mean below your very feet. Yes, there are whole civilizations living under your sewers with advanced living systems of their own. The knowledge of humanity's modern age brought to beings you didn't know about until now.
They sort of know. We just don't know if they...
We are receiving corrective reports, which we appreciate. Then again, if we brought knowledge that's already well known to you, you might abandon us before the really interesting beginnings begin. The most important news for those who have waited, for those longing for that little graft on the foundation of our society to be filled. It's not long... But I'd like to take a moment and talk to the duo who had to step away from their own independent production and allowed me to step in. Their names are...
Fajelt and Flo.
Thank you. Let's hear from them before they leave, shall we? Fajelt, a faux canid, citizen of Splew, and if I'm correct, creator of this podcast. If you could succinctly describe this next chapter in your lives... What would you title it?
No.
Then we'll move on to...
We only made the title, we didn't set out to make the show. I didn't. You've got a different boss.
Well, if we're trying to create technical difficulties this early, we have an efficient solution for that.
He's going over his notes,
we might hear from him later. The co-star of the show, Flo, does have some words for us. Let me start by asking where you're from. Flo, your hometown? Here, or...
You jerk.
Couldn't hear ya. Was that Splew? Was that above the Earth's crust? Lowry?
I am from all three, Mr. Crean.
How succinct?
In spirit.
But that's...
Considering what you've done and what you're doing, very much so, sir.
Considering my human nature, maybe you'll understand. There's so little for either of us in those places. Has that been a hard thing to move past since you've been here?
Thought I mentioned us. What do you want? Why did you tie us up here?
Here is where it all comes together. This reservoir is dried just this morning. Not a lick of moisture anywhere. You might think it never held water in the first place, but it did. Some of it's in Splew. Don't look at me like that.
It sounded like you were going to confess to something.
The repartee here. No wonder why your callers loved you.
If you were a fan, you could have called us to...
You're getting a little too real with the concerns of the little folk. You said you wanted it.
Never said that.
If you're talking about the water problem, that did affect everywhere.
But you kept pushing and digging into the issue. Not every entertainment block has to do that.
So what are you doing?
Changing with the times. You know, when Nick and Claude were in charge, they were in charge. They would bring me along more for showing solidarity, which I would have done anyway. There was a time I would have done anything they'd asked me to. Would they? If in all the times I could be sure of contribution, would they? Even with the best laid plans of your own, there's no guarantee the person next to you will adhere to it. Does that make sense? How's it feel, going nowhere? At least until the next big thing comes. It's good when you're it.
So you did do it.
All for. Do what?
You're saying you caused the flood in Splu.
Where are you? Well, you don't believe it?
Fajalt? Honestly, I've been so busy trying to make it out of here back home that it hasn't really mattered.
True, unless you're playing long gone.
Okay, how long have you been listening to us?
I was curious if you'd be the only outfit not talking about the water problems, but then you did. And being the only current Splu media with an above sponsor, my novelty would... No, they distributed their programs too, right? But if you were the first ones getting the attention of the world about me before I could. Fortunately, the tide shifted with your faulty water system. I knew it wouldn't hold by itself, and I offered to fix it.
You sent out the plaques with buttons, and when they were turned on, Splu was flooded.
It's not that simple. If someone could set that up, it'd be strange if it was. It wasn't. Laying foundations within foundations, measuring the distance needed, draining this entire spot, and sending it right back to Splu. Where are we? The closest and biggest reservoir I could empty, and now my own space, too. Probably wasn't enough to fix your pollution, though we only had to tweak a few things with that. Not fix the system, but Claude and Rich's perfect system. That's just what I needed to prove its flaws, and provide the solution.
By flooding Splu?
You sent the plex to the mayor with the signal if they decided to ask for your help.
What were you going to do if that didn't work?
Well, I suppose I could have waited another 20 years, hoping no one would have changed a thing, and watched the system implode, but that might have blunted my desire once and for all. The desire that's been a quarter of a century to actually be seen as a part of the three for what I could do. Audience, I mean, did you actually remember me doing anything in all those promotional? You did this to get noticed? Why didn't you, I don't know, start a podcast after you're dead? Now's the time to work together, leaders and citizens of Splu. I would like a return to form as the face of Splu, as my departed colleagues did, dismantle whatever choices I disagreed with, and continue from there.
You're going to build a better plumbing system, no?
I didn't put it in place, I didn't do the sabotage. Some workers can figure it out. You give them a better plan, you can do the impossible. Whether you're a recruiting aide for a podcast...
Yeah, I got Fajal and Flo situated with the Elephant Sour.
What? Does Zachary know about this?
Yeah, that was unrelated to Mr. Crane. You said some different stuff.
That's not true.
How's this?
I served as secretary to Judge Vent in Lowry for work for a couple of years.
We didn't go to Lowry.
Then why'd you say it?
Because I called him when he was in Lowry.
I doubt it was, but who knows.
Or a pursuer with a penchant for the past.
Sylvia.
A penchant for the past.
I told you my name, man. It's Donna Donalogia.
You had a cue, and I assume you were doing very well so far in your shop. What's changed, Pizza Man?
Nothing. I've seen zero progress on the what Gilfoy wanted restoration.
Restoring a soap from the...
Restoring it digitally, sharply. Restoring it to the frickin' TV. Restoring the pizzeria to...
Restoration to syndication. I thought it was already...
Oh, they'll do it just because it's an experiment or something. It wasn't a sure thing.
Well, doesn't every show start with a pilot?
It's already made. You said you'd make sure it'd be on the air forever.
You're the only one who cares about that.
Yeah, you don't know that. We're starting to get flooded, too.
Water is water.
Should've tried to sell it above, like I always thought.
You have the rights.
No, but everybody knows the rights belong in the hands of fans.
Yeah, that'll save you. You wouldn't get one just like my friends thought they would. No matter how hard they tried.
What makes you different, Mr. Crean?
I've already had time on my side and a way for them to require us without any repercussions.
You mean by bringing them together once and for all?
Oh. No, that's... No, don't listen to him. I'm suggesting a slow introduction by me.
So exactly what everyone else wanted to do? With added destruction?
I'm afraid you don't understand. You see...
How could you...
What?
Abby?
Who's activated my sound system?
Your sound system. Does that make those your tunnels as well? Your train? Your Lowry?
That is the voice of Claude Sprinkle. He is not currently present, and does not wish to show his face for some reason.
I believe I asked for your help in creating this. Should have kept a closer eye on you.
Which means he had all the time tacked out of everyone's view here. Been previously ousted from his status. Gently but sure, like one would do with an old dog.
Were you waiting for me to die?
Objection!
Why break the trio further?
And why did you break away from them? And instructed your help to sneak above cameras into Sploo eventually after...
We're still a part of Sploo. I'm sure you didn't disagree with my plans. Did you want them for yourself?
Why don't we hear from someone from your employ who left you? Florence.
What? Oh, crap.
Who's talking?
Flo, speak up.
I don't have anything to say. Why does everyone keep asking?
Don't you have anything to say to the man who kept you here longer than he should?
Everyone kept me here longer than I wanted.
Me too?
I don't know. Every past thing I just did keeps dragging me back. You, Sprinkle, the first show I did... Well, not that so much, but everything, everywhere, except where I probably should go at this point. You know, I wanted to be considered a Splooian, a citizen of Sploo, instead of what I am. A person of Earth, of above. That's what I am. That's what you've all been trying to distance yourselves as, right? Kreen, Sprinkle, wherever you... The three of us are humans, with various degrees of humanity.
Mm.
And going back and forth trying to bring both worlds together has never worked.
I got one.
And I have a crippling sense of belonging nowhere. Nowhere. You brought me to Lowry as a test subject, the first kid down the tunnel, up to Lowry. That took an hour, by the way.
No longer. You came a bit sooner and we could have had it completely ready. I just needed the time.
You're out of it. We as a collective are done helping you.
And so you think they'll help?
Hey!
Yes? Claude?
You did not just push him off a balcony.
They're more like... Those things are more like rafters.
He's older than you. And you're like 80.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had a slight altercation, but everyone on both parties is completely fine. Fine enough to discuss how future proceedings will continue. First, my demands. If you would like your water, who's entered the tunnels now?
Nobody. Not a tunnel.
If this is something else, can I have my device back?
This is my device, and I'll take care of it. What's going on?
Reservoir's filling up again.
That's impossible. We need to get on a higher. We're taking a break.
All right, we are live, alive, undead. Welcome, eager learners, to the third live stream of one of the most knowledgeable experts in safety in Sploo, Officer Numero. My time as captain on this riverboat has lengthened more than I assume someone sailing on these waterways would want. Maybe. I imagine the lunar system isn't as dark, so maybe I should have tried to head there. Anyway, our lesson...
Hey, officer. The hooligans from Vessel 9 are picking up speed elsewhere. The armada has been reduced to two.
You know, the people can still hear you out there. I told you, you have to be here at the start of the live stream.
Drains don't abide by time unless you got your thumb on them, is the rule. Shrimp and I are seeing more sabotage lines of instrumentation than a working system should have.
I guess being in charge of the water plant must qualify you.
You weren't in charge. We just spouted off what was wrong. All this water's coming the other way from somewhere else. If we started my boat again and hooked it up
Yours
to...
Yours still doesn't qualify as a functional vessel, according to the
Does
Department
that
of...
Does really matter? Trying to keep up with the changing depths is...
Safety is both our goals and our line of work. Correct?
The closer we adhere to the rules established by law, science, and common sense, the closer we'll be to the goal.
The goalposts floated away. Miss Boots' finish is 90% gone. Now, are we surviving on 2 submerging scraps? Or are we going to explore the changes of betterment?
Sir, have you ever been on a live stream?
Practically. Come on, you need sea shrimp.
Why, has he got the demonstration? We can't really take this out so quickly.
Shrimp, what you got there? Slinker. Didn't know they could make it in the water. Us Gilsons have gills, but... Oh, those flimsy whipper pipes down there? Hold on, I'll get them. Hey, boy. Let's determine how sloppy the sabotage is before we go finding things.
They're singing over to those conductor-looking thingamies down there.
I'll let it go and we'll see what happens. Anything goes wrong, hit the bell with a button.
So that's what... Excuse me, that bell is property of... technical difficulties.
This is upwards, you... Up here! It takes time for the water to reach this height.
All that and it barely got a foot. Of course, our emergency plans give time when needed.
To you guys. What about the rest of us?
Don't you have at least one person enforcing the proper procedures? If this reservoir is filling up again, the changing tunnel's mechanisms may be compromised. My changes.
You could only make my system worse. Nothing for the betterment of generations.
It's not possible for you to be in front of all of us right now. You fell from up here.
An old man doesn't want to die and you're upset.
All right, General. Where does this assumed tunnel go?
I don't remember Rich and I spotting this reservoir. I do not recall climbing. This is your territory.
The folk Canids, really. And hers with all their spelunking.
You know, I just realized we never returned to or... did any mental mapping of anything. We just went forward. Isn't that interesting?
You went back topside.
On our one long singular journey.
Lowry, you... I thought you liked Lowry. We had such wonderful times helping it grow. And then you left me, all alone with the schemers.
We're both schemers, then. We should have just given the world proof about here from the... What's that? That noise. That's new.
A shimmering click. Be a bit of communicating.
Communication?
With something with the same frequency. Or to find out where someone is. If the sound bounces off and returns.
Finding an echo? Location of a... Oh. Echolocation, stupid.
Could be a...
Oh! Can't see, but I can hear. I don't like this.
Well... Obviously, a faux canid can. Ears to the ground.
That doesn't indicate anything. But I did hear the pipistrelle.
What?
The bat. The kind is pipistrelle.
What's it doing here?
I'll bet you didn't think other kinds of species could take residence, huh? Now, is this an indoor or outdoor bat? Would have to go out occasionally, since there's probably no food down here.
So it knows the way out? Then what are we waiting for?
Set the device down like that. It's very sensitive.
It's probably waterlogged. I've got more important things to see.
Take the lead, please.
The way he was holding it, ladies and gentlemen, it's more likely he'd crush you. Flo and I are back, by the way.
Are we?
You don't want to be, do you?
It's nothing like I expected. Hoped. Of all the hundreds of podcasts up there, I don't think there's been one like this.
Have you said you wanted to go back there yet? Would that be better after all this?
Quiet there. If you upset a big enough bat, you'd regret it. If this was Enterprise Zoological, history would state...
O.M. No.
Who are you? Salvia Morse, historian. I do know who you two are, and it's a peak of my historical interest to say it's an honor. For me, personally, I don't know.
What are you doing with a pipistrelle?
It's an example of my echolocation studies. I'm not using it for experimentation, roughly.
except for a traceable eco-friendly device of my own.
Where did you come from to get... well, here?
That's a little harder to explain, Flo. I think the last time we talked, I was following the trail so clearly left by our founders, where you left me to it. And after a good deal of research in my little nook, I was able to connect the sprigs of water to our question.
Yeah, we kinda did that already.
I was listening to you, too, and I solved it early.
Why are you here, then?
Ah, you've answered all the W questions. That satisfies me. But anyway, why here? As opposed to in their studio or on a podium? Unless there's been a way to reverse the flow and clear the debris, Sploo isn't an option. Besides, I'm hiding.
Hiding?
Forgive me if I was snooping, but I'm aware of the ties you all have. Well, everyone but you, Miss Flo.
Ties? What are you talking about?
The, recipients of Fajelt's delivery service, and some certain contacts of Kreen, and be very careful with the next thing you say. Sir, I don't think they're who you think they are. You might have thought you were alerting the good government folks in the capital above. That's not true. While that may have initially been true and put you on the list...
No, not that.
It doesn't seem you're believed.
Should I turn this off?
No, I mean... It won't help the tracking now. We should keep moving. We're being tracked! All I did was... Well, I tried to find them first, but that didn't work.
We should go back to the changing tunnels. They shouldn't find us there.
I thought you wanted to be found. They're all open anyway. No, it's that. They, found the dead end. Right here. Wait, please. I came down this ladder. They don't know about Sploo any more than you told them. If history tells us anything, those that tell the truth first get the truth out. I believe they're up there now. All they can see is a manhole cover. We have the opportunity to tell the truth about our home to these very reliable people. The only question is who will take it.
Well, Queen, we're the founders. It's what Rich was looking towards.
You're right. But then, let history be written, gentlemen.
You'll push the cover, right?
You're letting them do this?
It's better if they do it. More appropriate.
We have
gone. Get up here.
Right.
Good people.
Sorry, we can't.
What? How are those the government? I don't.
Governing paparazzi, conspiracy entertainment and gossip and whatnot. They get the clicks. Our founders get their story out.
That's what I was doing.
Sorry if you were hoping for something more legitimate, friend. Sploo should be safe, though.
I guess history will be thanking you, Salvia.
Oh, it can do what it wants. I just wanted those buzzards off my doorstep. The bat can stay. About the water, though.
Could it fill into the reservoir?
That can't hold all of it.
Those tunnels you mentioned may have been part of the system, too. Maybe even filtration-wise.
We'll have to check in with our sources.
If that's true, how are we gonna get out of here?
Those reporters won't stay around forever. We can either wait them out, or sneak out. The echolocation might tell us.
You think you did a service, don't you?
Didn't I?
What if... I went as a distraction, in front of you guys.
That could be your exit. Your people.
But... Child.
It's up to you. Up to where you feel happiness. Let's see if there's one more thing we can switch over to.
Actually, there's one thing I wanted to mention before you switch it off.
This is a message from your local Southway Riverway Lunar Station.
In light of the decision made to collapse and close the transport systems leading to and along the Riverway Lunar, a restoration plan has been drawn up by main city officials, albeit in, quote, slower time than it took to remove it, unquote, Vice President Doonel. The action now being seen in a negative and hasty taste to the locals was in response to the widespread flooding in the nearby Sploo area. This, according to one of the active restoration volunteers, was not the right decision. So you were there when this happened?
I heard it.
I heard it before I saw it, and felt like all of us lost something very important. And really, it was.
That was F. Bulk. It truly did feel she is taking the lead in cleaning up the mess made to our waters and shores. As for neighboring relations, it may take more than a community effort to repair things.
We can find and fight over the answers of why it happened. Getting back a connection they weren't going to honor to help. I don't know. There's a sincere effort, though. We do. I know some folk Canids who can make this go faster. Very environmentally minded.
One offer made by city officials is to aid SPLU in re-establishing their water systems, which were extremely damaged in the course of flooding, as well as providing assistance for a better working filtration system. This, according to officials, is a first step to repairing what has regrettably been broken.
This has been a message from your local Southway Riverway Lunar Station.
So they asked me to ask you to put it at the top of the episode.
I think we're kind of at the end, though, Feebump.
Wait, what? You didn't get back that quick. Did you tell them what happened?
I stopped the recording then, and we're just picking up now. Well, I already played it.
That was for Spluians. You're an all-audience artist.
Since when were you giving Lunar lip service again?
If I was over there, I'd...
We've got another call coming. We're making... You're welcome for the ad placement.
See, the problem is, we have to travel again to see each other, dang it.
I'll talk to you later.
Later, then.
Still think Numero and friends had something to do with it. Back, but quite forgotten.
This isn't as entertaining as I thought it would be, Fajelt.
Should have thought of a different favor then.
A third host could help you. Or a replacement when one of you is out, as you're wont to do.
Maybe, Fajelt.
Well, we can run it all by the man in charge. He gave us a max of 10 episodes, and I've been counting. It's time to find out what's next.
What do you know?
Our studio is still airing out the dampness.
But the streets are nice and non-flooded.
Spluians want assurance, not us. And I...
If you're going to say it, wait for him. We might not go on anyway.
Is that why you agreed to...
Shh. I'm mad the whole package delivery was a bust. I've got to stay here.
Says who?
If everyone above disbelieves the final founders, general consensus down here is that it should stay that way. I screwed up here and there.
With that logic, I have to stay here. Yeah, I know. Why if I'm unhappy? I don't know if that will change. I didn't feel like I completely belonged here. But no one acted like I didn't. Except from the other humans down here.
You can. Just as you would up there.
Alright.
Alright. Alright.
You're staying, or...
Right.
Okay. Just as crazy as it is up there, though.
History indicates... Well, maybe we just started.
But what about...
I don't know. He never calls back. Salvia, as your first episode, you may do the credits.
Very well. Fajelt and Flo was written, directed, and produced by Zachary Williams, who also provided the voices and the music. Fajelt and Flo Like So, and What's Old Is New Again, were written and performed by Zachary Williams. Fajelt and Flo was an Elephas Maximus production.
He does work with a different voice.
Someone has to freshen this place, fumigate it, something. Let's get out of here.
Maybe we can move it to my place. You have a high chair?
I do have an old,
Oh. Who was in here when I wasn't finished, Mop? Hello.
Hello?